we should rejoice and be glad in it. I assume that everyone had a blessed and good Thanksgiving. Did not eat too much. Don't believe that, but I thought I would throw it out there anyway. But it's the time of year that we do overindulge, but if we can keep it just to this season, maybe we'll make out. Tis the season. I want to just speak to you briefly, I'm going to say, and we'll see what happens. From the book of John chapter 18. And I'm going to start with the 33rd verse, 18:33. It reads thusly: Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And then I want to just read one verse out of Revelation 1, the 3rd verse, which says, Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And I just want to use as a thought today and a direction for the season, if you will. The title I'll be using this morning, and I put a colon in front of it this morning, is sudden urgency. Sudden urgency and a colon, a reason and a season for love. So we got sudden urgency and a colon, and then a reason and a season for love. You know, I was studying, asking, praying that God would give me direction probably last Sunday evening, and immediately he gave me a direction, and the direction for this week's sermon, he said, what is significant about that Sunday? And I started thinking, I said, wonder if it is anything. You know, you have various church holidays and whatnot. So when I started looking, I said, so what is significant about this particular Sunday, the fourth Sunday in November. And for some of you, you may know, Reverend Mike might know what part of it is. And
let's see. Yeah. November 3rd is coming, so Advent's on the way, first.
Yeah, Advent would actually start, from what my direction was, actually would start today. Next week would be the first Sunday in Advent. But this Sunday is designated as Christ the King Day. And it was actually started in the Catholic Church in 1925. And this is also the final Sunday of the liturgical calendar. So this is actually the last Sunday in the church year. But since the Catholics have started this day, Christ the King Day, other religions have picked up on it, and even to many of the Protestant religions have picked up the observance of this day as Christ the King Day. And the purpose of the holiday, when it was originally started, it was intended to bring God back into a secular world. And that was the part that caught my attention. It says to bring God back into a secular world. And we talked about some of those things in Sunday school, the way that people tend to think, the way that we just kind of get off on our own track and start doing things our way, kind of just make it try to fit God's plan. But when you look at the definition of the word, that word secular, it means denoting attitudes and activities or other things that have no religious or spiritual basis. Just kind of the things that we just make all right. Just, we didn't get it from anywhere particular. It just kind of feels right. It just, it's what we ought to be doing. So we started our secular world. So the way that we operate in this secular world, we get away from any spiritual basis. But it should be that everything we do, everything we say ought to be based in some type of a spiritual basis. Who am I? Why do I do what I do? Why do I say what I say? Why do I put up with what I put up with? Christ the King Day. This day is supposed to acknowledge Jesus Christ as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Lord of my life.
Yes.
If I loved him, I would obey him.
Yes.
Not in some things, but in all things. This scripture coming from John, it kind of depicts the beginning of the end for Jesus. Says on his mission here on earth, his first visit here, he came here for you and he came here for me. And that scripture is, you can think of it like an act in a play, say the final act of part one is when Jesus is getting ready to leave this earth. And of course, you know, when he left the earth, he left it victoriously. As he rose, he took away our sin. And when he rose, he sent back a promise that,
oh, yes,
he would be coming back again. The songwriter says, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified, freely forever, One day he's coming, oh glorious day. So he came and he rose for our sins. And John depicts that. Then Revelation says he's coming again, and Revelation speaks of him coming back for his church. See, Jesus is the ruler over the kings. Some of these earthly rulers think they're in charge, but God is in charge. And before we get through with the book of Revelations, it will show you that where God or Jesus has taken dominion over every earthly king. But right now, in the meantime, in the meanwhile, at the present time, Jesus rules a kingdom, but is a kingdom that is not yet of this world. So you got the beginning of a story and the end of the story. All that's missing is the in-between time. Christ, the King Day. Then a month later, you're going to have New Year's. So what I found when I studied this, a unique period in here, that the season of Advent is in between the church last day, the last day of the church calendar year, and the first day of our calendar year. There's a unique period of time in between. And it's a good time for us to fill in where Jesus is in heaven with his kingdom, but this kingdom down here, what's down here? How are we doing? Or are we doing what we should be doing in the meanwhile? It's a unique time for us to think about who we are. And do we really believe that Jesus paid the price and that he's coming again for his church? It's a good time for us to start showing love. The reason is Jesus. The season is now. Just a unique period of time when you start thinking that Christmas season, just finished Thanksgiving, and you just start to ponder, and who is it that I love, and when's the last time I really did something special for someone? Is there someone out there that I ought to be reaching out to? Not because I've done anything to them, but perhaps they've done something to me, but it's a good season just to fill in. What would Jesus do when when Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" And Jesus said, "If I were King of the Jews, they would be fighting for me. They wouldn't let you just take me. This is, if I was King of the Jews," and you think about it as a Christian, if I were King of the Christians, is Jesus your King? The reason this kingdom is not his down here on earth right now is because we are the ones that he left here to be his hands.
All right.
To be his heart. To be the mind of this crazy world, to show love like Jesus did. It's a unique season, and it's a month long, that it's a season where you can just say, let me see if I can grow, if I'm already showing love, how can I show more love? It's a unique season, the season of Advent, this season where we're expecting the arrival of some notable person. That's what Advent is. Looking for someone to come, looking for the Spirit of God to take charge. It's a unique period of time to just take on as a challenge. What it means to have a crucified king who's looking to us now, and he's looking to us for more than lip service.
All right.
So I don't need a whole lot of people running around on this season, jumping up and down and yelling and talking about who they are. I need somebody to show love to a fading world, a world that's fallen apart. We need to fill in with the love of Christ. He's looking for us to form relationships. I'm proud to say the CLLC is really a church that we do love each other, but we can spread the love, and that's what Jesus expects from us, to love this world like he did. Even when this world didn't love him. See, if you know love, then you ought to be able to show love.
Yes.
He came for us. When we turn our back on him. You see, Advent is a time that's leading up to Christmas that should be spent preparing our heart for the celebration of Jesus and the promise that he would come again. So instead of us, we all get excited, even the grown-ups. If they don't get excited themselves, then the kids will make them excited. But as we prepare for this Christmas season, and it just starts building as you get closer. And if you're like me, when we start putting up decoration, and you put up the decoration, and you start getting more and more into the Christmas spirit, and sometimes it takes a lot more for me than it does for other people. But even when I get ready to go out and get in that raft out there and spend some money, that takes a while, because I don't like to get in that crowd so much. But when you get all this excitement build up, and that's just Christmas, and that's not even considering the reason.
All right.
For the season. See, this unique period should be where the secular meets the spiritual, and I should be getting wound up right now on this Christ the King day, and just, I serve a living God who is in the world today. So when I go out in the world, I'll be going out there to stir somebody up, and I'll be excited. And before I even go in my pocket to buy something, or consider gifts, or consider the Christmas tree, or consider the decorations, I should be considering the one that I serve, and this is his season.
Yes.
Feeling pretty good. I'm getting in the Christmas spirit, right?
All right. Jesus.
So we want to look briefly at what has happened, what's happening right now, and what's going to happen. When you look at the scripture coming from John, and Jesus, our example, he said, then Pilate entered the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the King of the Jews? Jesus answered him, saith thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? I want to just stay there for a minute, because that's when you start to have a little talk with Jesus. And when Pilate asked him, are you a king? And Jesus looked at him, he said, what do you think? He said, did you come up with that question all by yourself? He said, oh, did the world influence you? Did you come up with that question to say, am I a king? And
all right.
You know, and people should think about that sometimes. When I go questioning God, did I come up with that myself? Or did the foolishness of this world cause me to have a question about whether God is king? Mm-hmm. Jesus said, did you come up with it all by yourself? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? You want to bring that to the day? He says, am I a Christian? Is it thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me? What have you done? He said, your own people not standing by you. Your own people can't defend you. So what is it that you've done? You must have done something mighty wrong or mighty bad. Well, they won't even stand up for you. You think about it. We Christians today, when we can't even stand up for Jesus, we can't even defend him when the world starts talking about him and coming up with crazy theories. We can't even stand up and defend Jesus. What has thou done? Jesus could have answered him. He could have answered Pilate's question like this. I can tell you that I did no wrong. He said, I could tell you that I performed miracles. Mm-hmm. I could tell you that I healed the sick and I gave sight to the blind and I calmed the storm and I walked on water. I fed 5,000 with five loaves of bread and I raised the dead. I could tell you that I spoke and taught the truth only. I could tell you that I opposed all corruption in the world. I could tell you that I loved everybody, even when they didn't love me.
All
right. Want to know what I did? But Jesus answered him. He said, but my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered unto the Jews? But now is my kingdom not from hence. When we go out there this season, will anybody know that this world belongs to him? Can we represent? Will anybody even know? When we go out there and get in the mad crowds rushing to buy something, will anybody know that we're any different? Will we just blend in and nobody even knows? Nobody has any idea when South Point is full, they know, they have no idea how many Christians are there.
All right.
Everybody is fighting over that same 25% off. Can't tell which one was the Christian. Well, who threw the first blow? Could have been the Christian. You'll never know. But we ought to be showing something. This unique season when we leave here Christ the King Day and going up to Christmas, we ought to have something different. I'm challenged because I need to be challenged. Because guess what? You don't know when he's coming back.
That's right.
We forget all about that. When I was studying, I ran across a story that made clear. See, we're in a grace period now.
Grace.
You know how grace works. Go back to the library. These kids probably don't even know what the library is as far as checking books out. But back when they would give you a grace period. So you might check a book out for 2 weeks and they might give you a 2 or 3 day grace period. And of course that grace day, that grace period said that as long as you get the book back, within that grace period, you didn't have to pay any fine.
Right.
But if the grace period was 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and you brought the book back 4 days late, then you'd have to pay for the grace period as well. Mm-hmm. You'd have to pay for 4 days. That's what we need to understand with God. We're in a grace period. Mm-hmm. He's saying your debt is covered. As long as you turn it over to him within the grace period. But when the grace period is over, it's over. You need to think about that. When the grace period ends, you can't go back and say, but Lord, I got there shortly after the grace period. We need to think about what this season means. A unique season. When I studied, it was just so unique. I said, there's a whole month where I can put some kind of real meaning into this. Going up to Christmas Day, who am I? What's going to happen? Revelation says, revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. As he sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth,
mm-hmm.
and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. You see, this book of Revelations is, it's important truth about the book of Revelation. This book shows us the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
It shows us God's judgment. It shows us calamity on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, it is the revelation of Jesus Christ to us. Is it we catch everything else and we generally do with Revelation? Everybody say, I'm so... Revelation is a scary book, and we catch everything else in Revelation, but if we catch everything else and miss Jesus, we miss the whole book. We miss the whole revelation. And it's a revelation that God gives to show his servants. This is an important reason why God gave this revelation of Jesus Christ. He gave it to show us. So what should we be doing in the meanwhile? In between times, in between then and what's to come, what should we be doing? Revelation points out that things must shortly take place. This has a warning in it. This describes when the events of this book will take place. They will happen shortly. And they must happen shortly. But when you look at the Greek of that phrase, it really doesn't mean that's going to happen next week.
Right.
That's going to happen next month. Mm. What it means is quickly or suddenly. Mm-hmm. That's why I put the colon up there, sudden urgency. Can you feel the sudden urgency? Do you know what you're going to be doing tomorrow? I want you to just ponder that, do you? Because if truth be told, everybody said, when I asked the question. But not only have most of us planned tomorrow, we plan all the way through Christmas. What I'm going to do, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, my plan of attack. Come on, shoppers. My plan of attack. I'm going to Cyber Monday. I'm going to get these things, and then I'm going to slide into the weekend, and I might go out to South Point for a while, but I got my plan of attack all the way through Christmas. Is that right? But the Bible says, suddenly, when the grace period is over, it's going to come suddenly. No man knows. So I behoove you to stay ready. When I go out there, I'm going to go out excited for Christmas. I'm going to have a ball during the Christmas season, if God permit. But I'm going to be full of joy because I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. I serve Him. So I'm going out. I know that God's in charge. So I'm going to go out with joy. I'm going to have a good time. And everybody that sees me will know that I'm having a good time because I'm having a good time in the Lord. That I'm going to be contagious. As long as God allows. Because when He comes back, I want to be ready. I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. And the way I get ready is by doing what He commanded me to do. It's a unique season, from Christ the King Day all the way through Advent. If God permits me to get through this season, next year, I'm going to be ready. Because I'm going to fortify myself during this season. If He lets me get through the grace period.
All right. Yeah, all right.
A sudden urgency. Is there anybody that I need to reach out to and talk to? Is it any trouble in my life? Some relationship that perhaps I could do something about it? Is there any place that I need to get straight that this is a good season for it? A sudden urgency for it. Don't put it off to next year, because you might not be here next year. The grace period. A sudden urgency, a season, and a reason. The reason is Jesus. The season is now. The reason for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is a message that I wish I could give to every unsaved person in the world. For God so loved the world. You can run around that. That's all you do the whole month. Just tell somebody that God so loved the world that all you got to do is believe. But you need to do it during the grace period. The only thing you need through the grace period is to understand. John 13 and 34 says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Show love during this season, because God loved us. We ought to love one another. And Jesus, he is coming again. All you need is a little talk with Jesus. It'll make everything all right. If you tangled up, got questions, did you come up with the question yourself? Or did someone else put it on your mind? Just a little talk with Jesus will make everything all right. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being there, Lord.
Yes, God.
That all we have to do is to call on you. And if we call on you, just a little talk with you will make everything all right. We thank you. We praise your name. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.